It is important to note that there are several types of student contributions that do not count under this code. For instance, student explanations without additional types of reasoning involved should be captured under Students Provide Explanations rather than under Student Mathematical Questioning and Reasoning. Also, do not use this code if students ask questions unrelated to the mathematical content. For example, can we do this in our head? Can we use our calculators? Similarly, this code does not apply to clarifying questions, such as, should I add or subtract? What should I do after multiplying? Should I put the 4 here or here? As mentioned earlier, simple contradictions of mathematical claims do not count as evidence of student reasoning. To count under this code, a counterclaim must include some element of mathematical justification.